Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Political reporters are ending the year in a rush as they sift through thousands of pages of former President Donald Trump's tax returns. The House Ways and Means Committee shared the documents today after a long legal battle. They show Trump reported significant financial losses. He paid no income tax in 2020 and only $750 in his first year as president. However, he did pay over $1 million in taxes during his term. For more, we're joined by David K. Johnston, Pulitzer Prize winner and distinguished visiting lecturer at Syracuse University College of Law. David, welcome.
Glad to be with you, Deepa.
So, David, you literally wrote the book on Trump's taxes, and now we have them before us. What are the big takeaways for you from seeing 6 years' worth of Donald Trump's tax returns?
Well, it's going to take days to fully understand them because there's an enormous number of pages, but the first thing they show is that Trump took advantage of every possible legal deduction that Congress has enacted and that allows very wealthy people in real estate to live tax-free because they can write off paper losses from depreciation against their interest, dividends, wages, other income. And Trump turned $154 million of positive income into tax returns with $53 million of negative income.
You also write that it appears using the Schedule Cs that he set up what look like, and I don't want to use the wrong words here, but it seems like kind of fake businesses.
Oh, that's exactly what he has done here. And that's important. Trump filed 26 different Schedule Cs over the 6 years that had zero revenue but took huge expenses. That's important because Trump was audited and tried civilly over his 1984 tax returns where he claimed huge deductions, over $600,000 against no revenue. And the two judges, City of New York, State of New York, issued scathing opinions. That put Trump on notice. You can't do that. So if he continued doing it, we would need to see if he has business records to establish that. But if he continued doing it, then that is powerful, persuasive evidence of criminal intent. It's a very simple issue. Jurors would understand.
Do you think then that that might actually form the basis of a case against him?
Yes, absolutely. And in New York State, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney, has said that he is investigating Trump on tax matters. And of course, he just got 17-count felony conviction against two of Trump's companies, not Trump personally, but two companies he owns 100% for 15 years of tax fraud. The reason it would be important for Alvin Bragg to bring a case is that if some future president or Trump himself were to issue a pardon, it would only apply to federal crimes, not state crimes.
You know, I want to ask you, because we also learned last week that the IRS did not conduct the mandatory audits of the president in 2017 or 2018. What does that indicate to you?
It shows how lawless the Trump administration is. When Congress asked for these documents 4 years ago under a law that says they shall be provided, it was the first time in almost 100 years that the IRS has not turned over the documents Congress asked for. And that only happened because Trump's appointees were in a position to violate the law. That's one of the reasons Congress needs to pass a law making the tax returns of bona fide candidates for president public.
In a statement responding to the release of the returns today, Trump said, quote, that he's been able to use depreciation and various other tax deductions as an incentive for creating thousands of jobs and magnificent structures and enterprises, end quote. Can you explain what he's saying here?
Well, Donald's trying to turn this into a positive for himself. But the fact is that his returns and other documents show that he's not a good businessman. He loses money left and right. He shaves money off for himself out of businesses as they are not turning a profit, which is how he makes money. But this is not a positive for him at all. And my point is that he has gone beyond lawful tax avoidance into the area of tax evasion with those 26 Schedule C or sole proprietor filings, and I suspect in some other areas, but we don't have enough evidence on that yet.
Yeah, we only have about 10 seconds left, but there's a lot to investigate still. Does the government have the resources to follow up, David?
No, the IRS has fewer employees today than it did 50 years ago, and so people at the top are almost free to cheat. Of the 25,000 families that make over $10 million a year, fewer than 500 were audited.
David K. Johnston, Distinguished Visiting Lecturer at Syracuse University College of Law. Thank you, David.
Thank you.